Welcome to an episode of Innovation Drives Change. Today, we have a fascinating topic to explore, enhancing vehicle safety through the use of radar sensor technology. I'm your host, and joining me is Matthias, an expert in the field and an advocate for safer transportation. Matthias Newman is Senior Manager for Strategic Marketing from Socionext. Matthias, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and discuss the exciting advancements in automotive interior sensing.
Just before we start, let me explain to everyone a little bit more about Socionext. Socionext is a global enterprise that designs, develops, and delivers system-on-chips to customers worldwide. With the cutting-edge technology and their 40 years of experience, they provide sophisticated solutions to enhance the value of their worldwide customers' products. Now, let's dive straight in. Vehicle safety is a top priority for all drivers, and we often focus on external factors like collision prevention systems. However, the interior of a vehicle is equally important. Matthias, can you explain why?
Yeah, safety features like seatbelts and airbags are very important in case of an accident to protect the occupants. These are passive components that are activated in case of an accident happens. To increase safety, also preventive components are important that can detect potentially dangerous situations in advance so that they do not happen at all. Here, radar sensors can play an important role.
That's interesting. What are some practical uses for interior sensing?
To avoid dangerous situations, we want to know more about the driver and all the passengers in the car. We want to detect their position, their movements, the heels condition like breathing or heartbeat, and also detecting the drowsiness of the driver and so on.
That makes sense. Now, many of us are familiar with traditional sensors used in vehicles, but what limitations do they have in terms of interior sensing?
Yeah, traditional sensors like 2D or 3D cameras have their advantages, but they struggle in certain scenarios. They can be affected by poor lighting conditions. But the biggest issue of a camera is that they have blind spots that can miss critical movements inside the car. Things which are not in the line of sight of camera cannot. So this is where radar sensor technology shines.
Okay, radar sensor technology sounds intriguing. Can you tell us more about it and its advantages over traditional sensors?
Of course, radar sensor technology relies on radio waves to detect movements. It is unaffected by lighting conditions, provides accurate and reliable data, can penetrate material, and has a wider coverage area within the vehicle. These features make it a more robust and versatile solution for interior sensing.
Yeah, I can see why radar sensors are gaining popularity. Are there any specific standards or guidelines that promote the adoption of this technology?
Yeah, for example, the Euro NCAP, the European New Car Assessment Program, has recognized the importance of interior sensing and has included it into their safety assessment criteria.
Good.
Euro NCAP is neutral on how the safety features are implemented or the technology that is being used. But we think a 60 gigahertz radar sensor has distinct advantages over other technology.
Okay. What impact has regulation on the implementation of standards?
Yeah, all automakers and their suppliers are driven by regulation. In Europe, cameras, for example, they have to follow the general data protection regulation to ensure privacy of all the occupants. Radar systems or radio systems like radar sensors, they must follow regional regulation. For example, in May 2023 this year, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, approved using a radar sensor in the 60 gigahertz band for life-saving features, like to monitor children in the car, inadvertently left unattended in the car, seatbelt reminders, and airbag deployment system. This is seen as a game changer, as the 60 gigahertz radar sensor is officially allowed for interior sensing in the 60 yeah. gigahertz band. We expect that the other countries will follow.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, let's discuss Socionext's SC1260 radar sensor chip. Matthias, can you explain its key features and capabilities in more straightforward terms?
Yeah, first off, it's a high precision FMCW 60 gigahertz radar sensor offering the maximum bandwidth of 6.8 gigahertz to detect micro movements. Then there are two transmitter and four receiver antennas implemented in an ultra compact package of just 6 by 9 millimeter size, and it requires only a single power supply of 1.8 volt. Then we have advanced signal processing integrated that can directly generate point cloud data. Finally, the average power consumption is just around 0.7 milliwatt, which is very low for a radar sensor.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, let's make it even more relatable. Can you give us some real-world examples that help illustrate the technical details behind this particular radar sensor chip?
Yeah, the higher the bandwidth, the higher the resolution for measuring the distance. So this is very important to detect micro movements like breathing or child presence breathing or heartbeat detection. When it comes to occupancy detection, one crucial aspect to consider is the angular resolution of a radar sensor. Our SC1260 has been developed with two transmitter and four receiver antennas supporting MIMO operation. The antenna design is optimized so that it can accurately identify the position of multiple occupants, even when there are three people sitting in a row.
That's impressive. Maybe you could explain how digital signal processing is included in the radar sensor.
Yeah, the SC1260 has many integrated blocks for advanced signal processing. First off, there is a range FFT, which is essential for any further processing. Then there is a CIFAR engine for filtering. We can directly measure the distance in hardware and calculate the angle. The output of the chip is clustered point cloud data in X, Y, Z coordinate system. Then we can define 3D detection zones to identify the presence, and an interrupt is generated, but only when the movement is inside this detection zone. Yeah. All this is built into hardware without the need of any CPU or firmware.
That's fascinating. Can you give us some examples of how this chip integrates with other components in a vehicle?
Yeah, the SC1260 comes without CPU to offer full flexibility in terms of processing power and also on system architecture design. You can create a module with a very small MCU that just transfers the radar data to a central processing unit or an ECU. Or you have a bigger MCU available that can do all the processing of the radar data by the module itself. There are also several other systems for offering safety solutions in the car. For example, a driver monitoring system or occupancy monitoring system can be easily extended with a radar sensor. Other systems are overhead console, airbag solutions, or seats with seatbelt reminders. All these are use cases that can be extended by a 60 gigahertz radar sensor.
I love that, Matthias. It really paints a clear picture of the chip's capabilities. Now, let's talk a little bit about the applications of this radar sensor chip. What are some practical uses for it?
Yeah, there are numerous applications for the radar sensor chip. One crucial application is the child presence detection, which I already mentioned. It can sense if a child or pet is left unattended in the vehicle and alerting the driver or authorities to prevent potentially tragic situations. Another application is the occupancy monitoring, ensuring that all passengers are probably seated and secured.
Those applications are certainly game changers in terms of safety. Are there any other potential uses for this chip?
Absolutely. In the future, this Socionext radar sensor chip can also be applied to gesture control, allowing the driver to control certain functions within the vehicle with just simple hand movements. For gesture control, you can use the point cloud data directly from the chip. This is done by matching the trajectory of hand movements with reference data. It can be also utilized for security monitoring, alerting the driver or if there are any unauthorized movements inside or outside the car or when it's parked.
Wow, the possibilities really are endless. As we wrap up our conversation, let's summarize the significance of Socionext radar sensor technology in advanced automotive safety. What we have learned today is Socionext's radar sensor technology is a significant leap forward in enhancing vehicle safety. By providing accurate and reliable interior sensing, it enables vehicles to respond effectively to potential dangers inside the car. This technology aligns with the industry's push for smarter and safer transportation systems. Thank you so much, Mateus, for sharing your expertise and insights with us today. Before we go, let me tell you where you can learn more about Socionext's radar sensor technology and its applications. I encourage everyone to visit the website at eu.socionext.com. There's lots of information there, including an interview taken with Mateus at the in-cabin exhibition and some more specific application videos too. Remember that you can find all the relevant links and additional resources in the description below. It's down there, so take the opportunity to educate yourselves. Thank you once again, Mateus. This has been an eye-opening conversation, and I'm sure our listeners have gained valuable insights into Socionext and its radar sensors. Until next time, keep innovating and drive safely.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Innovation Drives Change. Be sure to tune in next time for more exciting discussions on transformative technologies. Think SoC, think Socionext.